At the same time, he pushed a very regressive regime in the United States during World War I and at the end. So-called Palmer Raids, editorial cartoon looking at them, the United States government was sending out agents to arrest supposed subversives, hitting the German-American community very, very hard indeed. That's one reason why Prohibition came about after the end of World War I in 1919, because the German community had been pretty much politically neutered to a certain extent because of this intense anti-German sentiment. Afterwards, it was widely agreed that Wilson and Palmer went way too far in attacking people who supposedly were subversives against the United States. And also, well, what else happened? Wilson had a stroke. That didn't help very much. Became incapacitated. And after the war, demobilization was not planned out very well. Agricultural prices dropped. There was, again, unrest. And the country turned against the Democrats in a huge way. The Republicans nominating Harding, who was, by most measures, one of the least illustrious of U.S. presidents. He seemed to be more interested in playing poker and drinking, even though he was in favor of prohibition. He liked to drink a few. Not very active at all. High levels of corruption in his administration.